Well, Freilich and Purim, thank you so much for joining us. I have something to tell you. It's Purim right now. Our spirits are high. Da 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 na na. If we have bitachon, we can reach the sky. Da 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 na na. If you're at this vod, you're special for sure. Da 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 na na. You cherish the Torah. You always crave more. Da 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 na na. Da 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 na da na da na 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 da 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 na 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 da na 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 da 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 na 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 da 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 na da 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 na da 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 da. Well, I think it's pretty obvious that today's Purim, Tafshin Pei Gimel, Yud Adar, March 7th, 2023. Thanks so much for joining us. We are learning about Bitachon in the Shar HaSimcha from the Orchos Tzadikim and Zakti Helig Orchos Tzadikim, Baba Teach Bashem Yisparach, the one who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nida Tova Gedola Hima'od. It's a very great, wonderful trait in our character development. He uses, look at these adjectives. It's Nida Tova Gedola Ma'od. Very good. Great Nida. Vitzarech ha'adam tikkun gadol. And a person needs a great preparation, fixing up, repair, construction. Terem yavo be'omek ha'bitachon. Before the person will come into the depth of bitachon. I just want to examine that line one more time for myself to instill it. A person needs a big tikkun. That means we have to work really hard, long and hard. Before a person can come to the depth of bitachon, we need the profundity of trusting in Hashem. Nothing superficial, nothing on the surface, nothing at a cursory glance. It has to be deeply rooted inside of our neshamos, but that takes a lot of work. Patience, nothing comes quickly. Rabboteach pe'elokim, the one who trusts in Hashem, and Hashem, the Almighty God, mizuman lekabel chosed, is prepared to receive kindness, loving kindness from Hashem. Kidachsiv, as it's written, Tehillim Amud Beis Yud, Avoteach Bashem, Chesed Yisov Avenu. The one who trusts in Hashem, kindness, loving kindness, favor will surround the person, will encompass the person. I want to be enveloped in Chesed, in Hashem's Chesed. How do I reach that? Avoteach Bashem, Chesed Yisov Avenu. So the Orchos Tzadikim says, why such a strong terminology? Yisov Avenu? V'lo amar Yisov Avenu, Ella Bishvil. The only reason it said Yisov Avenu, it's going to surround him, the Chesed, is because Asher HaBateach Tzorich Lifrotz Kama Paratzos. The one who trusts in Hashem, the one who places his total faith in Hashem, that person needs to breach many breaches. To breach many breaches? Does that Lashon sound familiar? It does to me. It uses a similar Lashon about a king. A king is allowed to be poreitz geder, poreitz pratzos, to break through fences, to extend property for needs of the kingdom, of the country. So what does this mean? That a person who trusts in Hashem has to be poreitz pratzos, has to act like a melech? What does that mean? That's correct. We have to take charge of many situations in life, and we have to undergo many trials, tribulations, and experiences that might not be totally comfortable. We have to go out of our comfort zone. Lifrotz kama pratzos she'ein on tovos lo ba'olam hazeh. That might not be totally advantageous and comfortable in this world. So the Orchos Tzadikim is telling us there's a lot of work, a lot of emotion. We have to invest so much energy in order to reach what he calls the omek ha-bitachon, the depth, the profundity of bitachon. And some of these experiences will not be so comfortable. There's going to be some rough edges. There's going to be some tension. What are some examples? Tzarech lochiach es harabim. Sometimes a person has to reprimand the community or the public. So let's think about that for a minute. A rav, of course, does that. A Rav, a Rebbetzin, those are jobs like that. But what about other people? Well, sometimes a person is a teacher, is a Rebbe, or Mora has to do that. And we say things in class, and Baruch Hashem's school or yeshiva is a place where young people are in their developmental years, and they're open to hearing what they're supposed to do. But sometimes we meet with opposition. We take some heat because of it. We have to say what the Torah says. Of course, we have to do it the correct way. But it says, sometimes we have to reprimand and rebuke or direct people. Sometimes it's our families, ourselves. The afa pishet tzarich lira mehem. Even though sometimes a person needs to fear, what are the repercussions going to be when I do this? When I go ahead and I present this philosophical, this hashkafa lesson, or this pasuk, it's going to ruffle some feathers. It's going to make some people feel uncomfortable. But you know what? That's part of reaching bitachon, and it's part of having bitachon. I will say what the Torah tells us, and I will say what's correct, and I won't be afraid. But sometimes a person has to be afraid. Pen yadikuhu begufo. Maybe he had apprehension that the people might harm him with this body. Now, chas v'shalom, that's not usual. In a classroom or with a rav speaking to a tzibur, usually they don't throw things at him, we would hope. I mean, it's a joke. They say, you know, if you talk too long, they might throw some tomatoes at you. But that's usually not meant to be literal. The Orcha Tzadikim says, sometimes the world is a slightly rough place. We know that it happened to Navi Zechariah in the Beis HaMikdash, that he rebuked the people and he was stoned, he was killed. Sometimes we have to realize, I'm going to have to say this, and no matter how politely I say it or present it, it's going to meet with opposition. I can only do my best. Maybe a person's worried, he might lose his job, his livelihood, or he'll suffer some kind of monetary loss because he said what he was supposed to say. Now that is a very strong, frightening statement. What is that supposed to mean? Yish? Did you ever hear that you're supposed to be misyayish? To give up? It says a person has to give up from his relatives and from those who love him? Huh? No. What he means is, chas v'shalom, not to give up. What it is that shelo yishtate imahem, not to join with them, not to pair up with them, kishe'enam holchim b'derech tova. So the person, what does this mean, giving up? Yiyush. It's like, I had all these hopes that I was on board, and they were on board with me. We were going to do everything together. We always have a meeting of the minds. We're always on the same page. Mm-mm. Not always. The Orcha Tzadikim says, of course I love my relatives and they love me. Of course I cherish my friends and they cherish me. Of course we have to have social interaction and we have to have very affectionate relationships, close ones with our family members. But occasionally there's going to be a fork in the road. We have to part ways a little bit, maybe temporarily, until somebody digests what's really supposed to be happening. At that moment, there is a praiseworthy type of yiyush. A person needs to kind of give up from pursuing perfection in relationships and in endeavors and undertakings. Now, what do I do with this? How does this lesson relate to me? Of course, I want to always be on good terms with everybody. That's wonderful. That's ideal. But it's not realistic. It's not always going to happen. We try our best, and we have to remain a mensch no matter what. We have to remain friendly, benevolent, polite, no matter what. But if somebody is not on the same page as me, or maybe they're having a hard day, maybe they're going through a stage where they're not able to smile, then I have to be misyayish in a good way. This is what we call the positive yiyush. This is the yiyush that we have to activate and implement so that I can move on with my Torah and Yiras Shemayim. Because if I'm stuck in the mud of the emotions of those whom I love, if I'm pulled down into that spiral, I won't be able to keep progressing and producing. So sometimes I have to say, Yiyush. This is the lashon of the Orcha Tzadikim, Lis Yoesh. But the Yiyush is obviously not forever. It's just temporary. We don't chas v'shalom give up on anybody. I'm not going to give up on myself. Of course, I'm not going to give up on my loved ones and my friends, but it's something that I have to do temporarily. Right now, I will move on, and I will be patient, and I will check back and continue to do ishtadlus, to try to patch up relationships, to have a meeting of the minds. Shelo yishtatet imahem, not to join with any relatives or friends, kishe'enam holchim b'derech tova, when they're not going in the proper path. And not to flatter them. meaning would I do anything just to get somebody to be nice to me, to be friendly to me, even somehow endorse or condone something that's against the Torah? As long as the person's nice to me, I want the person to smile at me. No, we're not allowed to do this. It says, Lo sachanifu es ta'aret. It's in Parshas Maaseh. We're not allowed to flatter. So flatter means that I say, oh yeah, it's okay what you're doing. Sure. Why am I saying that? Because I want the person to be my friend or to be nice to me today. That's called chanufa. So I have to kind of harden up sometimes, not to be cruel, not to be callous or insensitive, but I have to have the azus de kedusha, which is this holy type of impudence and shamelessness, to be able to move forward with my life, with my relationship with Hashem, and daven to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, remote control people's minds for me, put it in their mind, the right thought, like Rabbi Mendel says, Rabbi Golombik, we daven to Hashem, Hashem plants thoughts in people's minds. Please, Hashem, make that person be nice to me. You might say, wait a minute, where do you ever see such a thing? Come on. Did you ever notice in Tefillah Zaka before Yom Kippur? Today's Yom Kippurim, right before Yom Kippur, right before Yom Kippurim. We say Tefillah Zaka. That Tefillah, we ask Hashem, people who are upset at me, please, Hashem, drop a thought in their minds that they shouldn't be upset at me anymore. So I'm allowed to do that. We've talked about it at an earlier Vod. It's in the Gemara too. Remember Beruria told Rabbi Meir, the Gemara Brachos? She said, esteemed dear husband, Beruria said to Rav Meir, why don't you daven that those vicious men do tshuva, the ones who are tormenting you? And there we met up with the concept. We can ask Hashem to intervene for us. So if I seem to not be able to get through to a relative or to a friend, I so badly want to connect. I so badly want to have that person on board with me. It's not working. Ribono Shel Olam, please, can they help me out? Maybe let them see it in a different way. But not to do chanufa, not to go down to a depth and to lower myself to say things or do things that are against the Torah just to get the person's favor. Gam zakdarcha tzadikim, tzarech lazov harbe asakim ba'olam hazeh. A person needs to forsake many involvements and distractions that are in this world. Like many of us sitting here today, outside, there's so much going on. It's beautiful. We can join it again after the Vod. There's a Simchas Purim going on. So right now is the time to be learning about the Tachon for us who are here. So we have to sometimes, like, just shut out what's happening outside, the Lefanos Libo, and to turn one's heart. Now, I'm not saying Chas V'Shalom, what's happening outside is Havle Ha'olam, that it's vanity and futility. This is just in general. This is beautiful stuff going on. But sometimes we have to say, okay, I will compartmentalize my activities, and I will now turn to learn Torah. I will now go and do mitzvot and not be distracted by what else is happening. V'lasok b'Torah, and to delve into and to toil in Torah. Zeh tzorech b'tachon gadol. It needs a lot of trust in Hashem. I have to focus, so much concentration at times. I can't be intense for every second because then we begin to burn out. But there are times I have to say, okay, focus. Focus on bitachon. Focus on the yudke vavke. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, the poskim say, yudke vavke, I see it in front of me. And that will be my guiding light. That's my GPS that takes me forward. That's the God positioning system, the GPS. Uba'avor kein amar hakasuv. And because all this is needed for bitachon, that's why the pasuk said, Babatech b'ashem chesed yisovevenu. Loving kindness will surround the person because the person has to work so hard on bitachon. The person is zocha to be enveloped by chesed. And of course bitachon too, because it says that when we trust in Hashem, everybody knows the pasuk, Baruch Hashem Hashem Tach Hashem B'Hai Hashem Yiftacho. Then Hashem is going to become the person's trust. Everything is Mita Keneged Mita. So that's why it said, Chesed Yisov Avenu. Kindness will surround and envelop the person. The next paragraph, the Aruch HaSadikim tells us, B'Bitachon Yifshar Below Emuna. Now he's introducing and reminding us about the prerequisite for Bitachon. And that is Emuna. Emuna has to do with what? The cognitive realization that Hashem exists. Sounds very elementary, rudimentary, doesn't it? Not simple at all, as we know. Boy, would my life be enhanced so much if every second I'm cognizant of the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu exists. Literally. Dichsiv, as it's written to Tehillim, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'yistachu v'cha, and they will trust in you? Who will trust in you, Hashem? Who will be able to have bitachon? Who? That's right. Yodei Shemecha. Those who know of your name, they're aware of your existence. Only those who know of you, who think about you, who realize that you're here, they can trust in you. Because those people who know the great name of Hashem, His existence, that's perpetual, omnipotent, and they recognize His greatness and His power. Hashem is all powerful. He can do everything. He's so great. Those who believe with the whole heart. Let's talk about our emotions now. This is the lev. It's not just the intellect. We have to actually put our emotions into this as well, our aspirations. Awesome. Those people, yecholim liftoach bo, if they're believing in Hashem, thinking about Hashem, those people are able to trust in Hashem. Ki habitachon bo ha'amuna shutafim, because trusting in Hashem and faith in Hashem are partners. It's a lashon of shutfus. They're a partnership. But we already said before that the amunah is the prerequisite. It's the foundation. In a few minutes, we're going to see the amunah is the absolute foundation of the whole Torah and of the whole world. It's all about amunah. In ein amunah, ein bitachon. If there's no faith in Hashem, if we don't believe in Hashem, if we don't picture Hashem everywhere, and if we're not aware that He's here every second, every split second, then there's no way to trust in Hashem. Like you said earlier, every second of our lives, Hashem's kindnesses are with us. Amunah, Hirosh HaTorah, faith in Hashem, that's the head, that's the foundation of the Torah, the beginning of the Torah. It's the genesis of everything. Dechiv, as it's written in the Aseret HaDibros, Shmos Chaf, Beis Dugimel, and Parshas Yisro, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem says, I am Hashem, your God. Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim. Don't have any other deities. Don't have any other obsessions, any other thing you worship. And if a person doesn't believe in Hashem, ma toil toraso, what will his Torah help? Of course, when we learn Torah, we're connected to Hashem, but we have to realize that Hashem is the Nosin HaTorah. And today we know already that it says in Megillas Esther, and the Gemara says, today the Yidden accepted Torah Shel HaPeh again. Kimu v'kiblu. Let's talk about what Emunah is. At the time that a person believes from the depth of the heart, that the Creator Hashem will fulfill everything that's written in the Torah, to do punishment for the sinner, and to pay a good reward for those who fulfill the Torah. It's this world also. It creates a pleasant, tranquil existence. Way much more than it, when without Torah and mitzvahs, chas v'shalom. Even if a person says, well, I don't find so much tranquility in life, yeah, but what would it be without Torah and mitzvahs, chas v'shalom? And also, be patient. Then when a person realizes that, shomer ha-Torah, then the person keeps the Torah properly, and he gives a mashal. Ki kol ha-ganavim ha-gazmanim, all the burglars and robbers, im hoyu yodim, if they would know for sure, bevadai, shohayu neharagim, that they would be punished, they sometimes would execute them, algenei basam, for their burglary, ugzeil asam, and their theft, below hoyu yicholim lehimalit, and they would not be able to be saved, they wouldn't be able to escape, hoyu monim, they would hold back from it. So why do they commit crimes? Bechol haganavim, and all the burglars, bahagazvanim, and the robbers, heim botchim lehinotzel olam, they are sure they're going to somehow escape, they're going to hide. And that's why they do whatever they feel like doing. Same with a sinner. If a person would believe 100%, I'll go to on show about that there are ramifications for what the person does, he would not commit those averos. Well, let's talk about the positive. If we would think and we would encompass in our minds the amazing, incredible, indescribable reward for what we're doing when we learn Torah and we do mitzvot and we don't speak Lashon Hara and we speak positively, we praise people, we build them up, especially on a day like Purim with Shalach Manos, Matanos Bev Yonim, affection we show to others. Lachain kol haTorah kula kalula ba'emuna. Therefore, the whole entire Torah is included, as encompassed with emuna, by emuna. Emuna is the, it holds everything. It's the huge vessel that everything is contained in, all the mitzvos. It's called emuna. Kedichsiv, it's written. Now, this is a pasuk in Chavakuk, Perak Beis, pasuk Dalet. Bitzadik bemunaso yichyeh. And a tzadik, a righteous person, will live through his faith. What we're going to do now for the remainder, for the next few minutes, is to just examine this pasuk. Because this pasuk, bitzadik bemunaso yichyeh. If a person ever thinks, how am I ever going to make it through all this? Whatever I'm going through. How will I make it through? And by the way, we know that Purim is actually a day that has a big Yetzirah to become depressed because things aren't perfect. Our costumes might not be perfect. Maybe some kind of interaction wasn't perfect. So we have to be mechazik ourselves more than ever with emunah on a day like Purim. We know that the Bali Musa said, just like the Gemara Sukkah says, and Dachnun Beis, kol ha-gadol mechaveiro yitro gadol heinenu, whoever has a greater Yetzirah. Whoever is a greater person, why does he have such a great Yetzirah? Because he's a greater person. Everything is proportionate. That's what Abaya was told by a certain elderly person in the Gemara in Sukkah. A greater person has a greater Yetzirah. The Bali Mercer said it's with days also. That means that a day like Purim has a greater Yetzer Hara, because it's such a holy day. It's Kodesh Kadashim. It's Yom Kippurim. It's Kabbalah Satorah of Torah Shabbat Peh. Just like Yom Kippur is Kabbalah Satorah of Torah Shabbat Ksav. Because Moshe came down with the Luchos that day, the second Luchos. As the Maseches Tainus tells us that. So this is a day where our Amunah will be tested over and over today, and our Bitachon and our Simcha. So we're going to end by talking about that Pasuk in Chavakuk. The Tzadik Bemunaso Yichyeh. How do we make it through everything? It's through emuna. Where's the Gemara? There's a lot about this, but you know the Gemara in Machos Daf Chav Daled Amud Aleph. It says that in this Gemara, there are Chachamim, there are Nevi'im, who would kind of take the Torah and capsulize it into fewer than 613 mitzvos. What do you mean by that? As Rashi explains, Chav Daled Amud Aleph, Hemidon, it says, Shebatchilo hoyu tzadikim. In earlier generations, people were more righteous. And they were able to accept upon themselves the yoke, the responsibility of many mitzvos, all the mitzvos. The later generations, they weren't so righteous. I'm reading you Rashi in the Gemara Makos, Daf Chav Daled Amud Aleph. The Imbo Lishmar Kulan, and if they came to try to tackle the whole thing and to try to digest everything in the Torah, nobody could be meritorious. Nobody could succeed. So Zakh to Gemara, I'm reading it to you at the end of the whole list, famous Gemara that you awesome, probably know already, most of you. Ba Chavakuk, Kena Navi Chavakuk, in the Treyasar, Behemidon al Achas. And he stood all the mitzvahs on one. Shenemar, as it says, that Tzadik Bemunaso Yechyeh, a righteous person will live through his faith. Again, Rashi says, Kol Shah Doros Shamata Hoyo Mismatin. The generations were kind of descending. They needed to capsulize. They needed to kind of shrink it down and make it easy for us to approach. Now, it reminded me, in the Gemara Sota, I once saw Amar Shah and Sota that quotes this Gemara in Makos, as opposed to the Amar Shah in Makos, doesn't even say what he says. He brings it up in a Derech Agav, just incidentally, in his comments in Sota. And this is found on Daf Lamed Zayin. I'm just going to read you the Lashon of the Maharsha, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Maharsha's Lashon is, Bichlal, his Lashon is, Ki hu yadua, it's known, Ki mitzad hanosein, that from Hashem, from the side of the giver, Shu ha echad ha amiti, Hashem, who is the one, he's the absolute truth, he's the absolute reality. Kol ha-Torah, he Kemitzvah achas. The whole Torah is like one mitzvah. The Yesod Echad, the Chol HaTorah. There's one foundation for the whole entire Torah. What is it? The Hiho Emunah. It's the faith. Kamo Sha'amru Sof Perak Gimel Demakos. Like it says in that Gemara Makos that I just quoted to you. Ba Chavakuk Chavakuk came along, the Hamidon al Achas, and he stood the whole Torah on one foundation, so we have a way to enter it. And that's the pasuk, V'tzadik demonasa yichya, a tzadik will live through his faith. And I want you to know that it reminds me of a Mishnah in Avos, Perek Beis. What's this concept? You look that it says in Mishnah Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, Chamisha Tamidim, Hoyelo the Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai. The great Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai had five students. By the way, we know the Gemara Sukkah says in the second Perek, he was the Talmud of Hillel HaZaken, quote unquote, the smallest Talmud. He himself had five special Talmudim, outstanding ones, and he said to them, Amar Lahem, Tzu'uru, go out and see. Ezohi derech yishara. What is this straight path? Sheid bak bahadim, that a person should cling to. What's going on? Says the Bartanura explains. What's that mean you should cling to one path? Ki bevaray shebechol hatovos hayisharos yesh leidavik. You have to cling to all good midos and all ways to approach the Torah. Everything that's upright and proper. Ella rotzalomer b'mida achas liyos ba. Shalein, if you can check and find in your personality one mida, that's your entryway into everything else. Shalem ha'olam, and be perfect in that mida. This is similar, I'm telling you, it's similar to the Gemara in Makos, that it says Chabakuk told us that universally there's one mida, and that's emuna, that's an entryway. It's the path to get to all the other mitzvos. Some people might have some little variety with their personal midos that they can use to approach Hashem. But it seems that according to the Gemara Makos, emuna is the yesod for everyone. Ki tov la'adam lechos b'mida achas. I'm reading you the Bartanura in Maseches Avos. It's halavai a person will grab onto one good character trait, la'olam b'shlemus, to keep it perfect all the time, b'nokel olav lahasig mimena, and then it'll be easier for him to attain and to reach from it, hatovos, all the good things that a person's supposed to reach, rather than a person trying to tackle everything at once. And once when I heard from Rav Mordechai Schwab, when I was learning the Pesach Yeshiva every Thursday night, Rav Mordechai Schwab would come and give a shmuz in Yiddish in the Pesach Yeshiva of Rav Meir Stern, and Rav Mordechai Schwab, when he was finished one time, I asked him, I said, can the Mashgiach tell me, so what mida should I use to get close to Hashem, which one should I work on first? He said, whichever is the most schwer for you. What's hardest for you is what you should work on. That's how you approach Hashem. We have to realize that the Gemara Makos is saying that in the later generations, by and large, Emunah is the biggest challenge. And the Aruch HaSadikim said that Emunah and Bitachon are partners. They're Shutafim. And Emunah is the prerequisite for Bitachon. So Hashem should help us that we should be able to attain this Mida. Again, I was just comparing the Mishnah of us to say that we have this concept in more than one place, that you need to hold the big frying pan by its handle. In order to get the whole thing, you have to sometimes enter through a small doorway. So Hashem should help us that this day of Purim, which is the epitome of Simcha, we should really experience it. It should be Emesa Simcha. And not only should we go through a Purim, but Purim should go through us. And it should be, as one of the Mefarshim says, Mo'adim lif simcha. It's not Mo'ade simcha, holidays of joy. It's holidays for joy. What we do is we accumulate it and we store it up to hold us till the next Yom Tov. And in case you came late, I'll sing it once more. Da 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 na na. This world we are in is just like a store. Da 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 na na. So let's buy some faith, much trust and great joy. Da 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 na na. Because Hashem loves us, each girl and each boy. Da 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 na 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 da 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 da. Thank you so much, Mr. Jake Wyman, Mr. Mitch Green, and Rav Shmuel, and Dr. Ilana Plotzker. A Freilich and Purim to everybody. Thank you.